Yes.
In terms of just making sure that the structure is right, with what I'm getting from it, it should kind of be, you're choosing an article or some kind of journal that is relevant to what your discussion is, and also giving background information, establishing your credibility. So it should be like a couple paragraphs, maybe a few pages explaining what that journal or article is saying, and then say how it relates back to your project and your research.
Yeah, I would say not a couple pages.
Okay.
Maybe a paragraph or two about that journal, about the topics in there, and why it's important to your discussion. And I usually will encourage students to have a direct quote or two in their literature review to help ground that. Summary and synthesis is part of being a scholar, but there's nothing wrong with being able to, if you read an author and they say something so succinct, so well that you can't really summarize that, it's good to put that as a direct quote, even in that literature review. It's not, the literature review is not the discussion, right? It's just giving that kind of background information so that the people that read this will be on the same level or as close to that same level as you were when you started going through your methods and discussion and getting to your conclusion.
And as we've discussed before, I would again highly recommend that you look at published thesis projects mm-hmm. in your discipline from SIUE and see what the conventions have been for literature reviews here. So that will also give you a sense of what the general expectations are in your departments for that kind of work. It does shift by discipline. It can shift by even individual faculty sometime. They can certainly shift by university. I've actually seen some published thesis projects that were 90% lit review. I haven't seen that here with the ones I've looked at, but I've actually seen it in engineering at some other Illinois universities where it was primarily a literature review. So, you need to make sure you know what the conventions are within your own discipline so that you are, appropriately framing and, using sources in ways that are, again, conventional to your particular.
Yes.
So you keep saying direct quotations. I was told in the science fields that is a huge no-no. So,
direct quotations in the literature review or in the paper itself?
In anything. Like, I've written reviews before, and I was told you cannot do that.
In the discussion section or
anywhere
review. Throughout?
Yeah.
Okay. I will always go with what your chair says. If they're telling you don't use direct quotations, then don't. If they want it all summary and synthesis, by all means, do that.
Okay.
But there are plenty of other fields that would say a direct quote is mm-hmm. absolutely necessary at times, especially if you find, I call them golden nuggets that just sound so great. How could you not include that in there? Obviously, you want to source it. You want to make sure that your audience knows that those are not your words. But it's hard to sometimes get away from that. You hear these profound statements, how could you really, summarize that? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Like, how could you summarize that really? Like, that's beautiful, right? So.
And my apologies would be primarily following the conventions of your field. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the safest bet regardless, because some writing conventions, again, they do shift in very specific ways locally. And going back to the literature review discussion earlier, if you're framing trends in the field, in the sciences, you're probably more likely to have five sources at the end of a paragraph showing that these are all studies linked into this larger point that I'm making. And it might be at the moments where you're trying to nuance out, well, this study is doing something different, or paraphrasing, focusing on specific claims, possibly using a direct quote might be useful. But as he said, I would always go with what my chair advises in that and follow the conventions for what's publishable